I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is 9.08. We are moments away from peaking for the week. Where's Rachel? There she is. There's Rachel. She's going to be reviewing a couple things with Hooman in the movie review in just a second. Right now, caller number 97-800-400-3697. Instantly wins a pair of tickets to see Sarah Bareilles. Oh, I love this tune. October 26th, Sarah Bareilles is playing at the Chase Center in San Francisco. Tickets are on sale now, and we have tickets all week, all day, too. 9, noon, 3, and 5. Call now. Call number 97. Gets those tickets. You get to talk to Hooman, too. Hooray.
Say I'm being brave.
Same number you're calling is the number where you can text us. Here's a few of the things you guys said today. Happy birthday, Eileen.
Oh, happy birthday, Eileen. Come on, Eileen.
415 says, good morning, Alice fam. Can you please tell us more about Ocean Beach cleanup? I'll be off Monday and would like to join. What time? Meeting point? Thanks.
It's actually just a company event.
Oh.
Intercom.
Oh, but you don't think they're doing a full beach cleanup because it's Earth Day?
It's Intercom company only for this event that we're doing.
For this particular
but
part?
I hear they're planning on other things for listeners to be able to join in on.
Okay.
So RadioAlice.com is a great source for that. I know that the ANN has undoubtedly put up all
kinds
of Earth Day events.
There's always beach cleanups you can join on Earth Day. It's usually a pretty big, up and down the coast of California. There's someone out there with trash bags, and they're happy to hand you one and say, put stuff in it. Done.
Fill it up. Fill her up.
So, yeah, I'm going to leave right after the show on Monday.
Awesome.
So whatever, 10 o'clock, we'll be out there. 10:30, we'll be out there. Great Whites 408. Great Whites are scared of orcas, and orcas are scared of SeaWorld.
Good one. That's a good one. Free Willy, everybody. Do it, guys.
Hooman was high.
Because he got high. Although people are saying you can't really get high through the skin stuff, Hooman. You definitely were high. Oh, he's getting the winner.
Was so ripped. Didn't you hear him?
I did.
He was wasted.
Yeah, floating in treetops, for God's sake.
Rachel on The Secret Show. The Grim Reaper needs to scare Hooman away. No, he'll be there.
Yeah, he'll probably have some questions for her, He's going to... Listen, we are not going to torture her. She can say no to answering any question she wants to. It's fine, Rachel. We're nice people.
We wouldn't torture her.
Yeah, we have some bad advices. We'll hear her advice on that. You've done a secret show before, haven't you? Never? Oh, well.
That's why she's scared.
No.
It's her virgin appearance. Take care of that.
My husband makes it. Never get high from topical ointments. But if it had a lot of THC in it, you could, I guess.
Oh. Well, maybe
415 says,
THC
that was not CBD oil if you got high.
No, he said CBD THC. So I don't know if it's
he
one or both.
THC.
Or...
Because CBD doesn't get you high, supposedly.
Yeah, supposedly that just calms and relaxes you.
Helps with inflammation.
Yeah, takes it down.
My daughter turns 3 on 420. While I was in labor, I was trying to avoid that day, but there was no way around it.
Yeah.
I'm guessing she'll love it when she's a bit older.
Sure she will. Of course she will. Everyone will be celebrating on, and she'll be like, oh my God, is this for my birthday? I'm like, it is now. It's your birthday? It's awesome. So awesome. Look what I got you. It's your birthday. It's your birthday.
Pink was so amazing. The best concert of my life, says 415.
Well, just that tiny, tiny little snippet of it. She's doing like the da-na-na-na-na-na. And there she is up on the high wire. Of course she is.
Christina said she didn't want it to end. When it ended, she was thinking, I want more. And when do you see a show where you feel like that?
Hardly
normally
ever.
You go, that was great. I got to beat these people out of this parking lot.
Right.
Have a good one.
I bet you I would have felt that way about Muse that one time. The human dragged me out of there.
You blew it. You missed Muse.
You ain't kidding. Well, I saw five songs, and it was just enough for me to go, I never want to leave this concert.
And then you did.
I know.
Why?
I don't know.
Because she was high.
I was high. All day I was having just the best time, and then I hit a vape pen and went, oh my God, everything's awful.
Why would you think that? Because it makes no sense.
It ruined everything. I just got all freaked out and paranoid. Oh, don't do it, kids.
510 says, I agree with Sarah. They are the worst people ever.
Yeah, they're the worst. You're talking about the Phoenix people.
Oh.
Oh my God. I don't even want to repeat the story. Did you do that at 8:30 or 7:30?
7:30.
Listen back to the podcast if you must hear it. It's just honest to God. Just please chop those people up and chum the water with them.
Oh, my God. That couple is heinous. The poor, poor man.
And the other poor, poor man that they did this to before. It's incredible. Thank God he went to the police.
So listen to this. Someone sent in a picture of Drew Hagar, Sammy's kid. And apparently Sammy's kid's a musician.
So this must be a kid from his first marriage?
I don't know. He seems old enough to be... Does he have kids with...
He has two daughters. One is like a senior in high school and one is off at college or whatever.
Drew is 35 and his mom is Betsy.
Okay.
He has a new EP coming out tomorrow.
Hmm.
And he writes all this stuff about, you know, the making of it. And then there's his dad commenting, damn, sonny boy. And then he goes on to congratulate him about... his, you know, accomplishment. And
I didn't get to it this morning, but there was a story about, you know, how he's got that road show, the Sammy Hagar, I'm not sure exactly what it's called. Oh, it's on Access TV.
Yeah.
Word economy, hurry.
But he did an interview with Willie Nelson, and it was, and Willie was saying that he goes, oh, this is a cool band you're in here, Willie. You ever get arrested in this? He goes, Sammy, I've been arrested in every vehicle I've ever owed.
Good answer.
Yeah, something to that effect.
925 says Pink was incredible. I totally saw Dusty there.
Oh, funny. There's a huge crowd.
Did Sarah just say we're taking this thing to Pound Town to her? Well played, Sarah. Well played.
Oh, thank you. Well, you know, work her into our world, right?
Nice, Sarah. Mm-hmm. Sarah.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Endless pages of people who loved her, like pages and
gosh,
pages.
She's so good.
So that went really well for us.
Her is her name.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Come on.
Oh, yeah.
Let's do this.
Oh, yeah.
And Bryn, huh?
Oh, Bryn too?
Nah, I just threw myself in
there. Hey, before we get to the movie review, everyone, the Mill Valley Film Festival has an event coming up called Docklands, and it's happening May 2nd to the 5th, and I'm going to be at opening night.
All right, well.
About Rachel?
I have a plus one, but I didn't know if she might be busy. She's got another boyfriend.
Oh,
anyway, it's called...
You're not her boyfriend.
Uh-oh. It's called Runner, and it's about this Sudanese long-distance runner who escaped war-torn Sudan seeking safety in the U.S. All the info at docklands.com. All right, everyone, here is your review of a film called Teen Spirit. This film stars Elle Fanning, Dakota's sister.
Oh.
Yeah,
that's Elle. Right.
Sure.
So in this film, Elle is a poor Polish immigrant living in England. When the opportunity presents itself for Elle to audition to be part of Teen Spirit, a.k.a. American Idol, she dives in.
Wait, so Teen Spirit is the name of this British American Idol style?
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
Yeah. And she dives in the hopes of going to London and winning it all.
Mm. Ah.
Well, Rachel, here is the big question. How was Elle Fanning's singing voice? You consider Taylor Swift to be the best performer ever.
Oh, really?
How many times have you seen Taylor?
Maybe 10, maybe 11.
You love Taylor Swift.
I do.
You consider her to be the best performer ever.
Maybe not the best singer, but the best performer.
All right.
Yeah.
And you're on all the fan clubs, right? And the message boards?
All the message boards.
Let me ask you this. Yeah. If you get really sick and you're like in the ICU, are you going to be bitterly disappointed if she doesn't like send a little package?
I'd be so sad.
Yeah.
I'm still sad that I've never been invited to her listening party.
Yeah,
before her album comes out. Why?
She is all about her fans.
Yeah, why? Why not me?
Why not you? You're on all the fan sites.
I know.
When's this going to happen to you? Have you got one of those Christmas presents that she sends out?
No, I didn't get one of those either.
That's so dumb.
Man, you've given so much of yourself to her.
She buys the CDs, like the actual CDs to get.
Who does that?
She does. Me. So she can get the good concert tickets when it comes time to buy the concert tickets.
Yeah, it's so true. I know.
Anyway, if Taylor is an A+, where does Elle Fanning fall? What grade do you give her?
Man, so she has a good voice. I really liked her voice. But in terms of her performing,
yeah,
I would have to say a C. Maybe
a C+. Damn.
Oh,
damn.
I know. No.
Well,
I know.
Sarah and Vinny, you guys are great judges sometimes.
Well, we're very judgy. So if that
Brynn, let's hear a little bit of Elle singing.
All right. It's a little whiny. It's fine.
All right, play the other one. There's an original song written for this film.
All right, I would like to hear an original.
They're hoping this is going to get the Oscar.
Is it Wildflowers?
Yeah. Well, no. The other one. Don't Get Me Down or something like that.
Didn't you guys talk for like the whole show today?
We did.
Getting this planned out?
Don't kill my vibe.
Yeah, don't kill my vibe. Don't kill my vibe.
Don't get me down. Don't kill my vibe. I'm not sure what I hear.
It's all right. She's fine.
She's going for it.
She's a good singer. I gotta say,
you love it.
No, it's nice.
All right, how's the arc of the film, Rachel? Elle finally makes it to the finals in London. How was that?
Yeah. So the whole movie, she was doing all these performances, just kind of like what we just heard, and it was kind of flat the whole time, to be honest. And then at the very end, she sings this song that we just heard.
Yeah.
And that was the best song in the movie. And as you can hear, it's still kind of...
Oh, yeah. Damn, Rachel.
Oh, jeez.
So you did not love this movie. You weren't excited by her performances.
Yeah. Like
it's planned.
Yeah. Like, when you watch American Idol, if she was on American Idol, they'd say, like, okay, you're good. You have a good voice, but... Yeah, you need more than that. And she didn't really have that.
Who did a better job in their performance and singing? Bradley Cooper in A Star is Born or Elle Fanning in Teen Spirit?
Definitely Bradley Cooper.
Oh, my.
Just happened.
I don't know. So this is an artsy film. How was the dialogue?
There actually wasn't much dialogue in the movie.
Oh. Did she have to speak a lot of Polish in it?
She did.
A lot of subtitles then?
Yeah.
Sometimes. They translate whatever they want you to figure out. And I'm like, oh, why didn't they translate that?
Yeah, some of them were like, we didn't know what they were saying. But it was an artsy film. Like, one of the parts that I really loved was right before she would get on stage to sing, she would kind of center herself and get into this, like, meditative, peaceful state. And during that time, they had, like, this beautiful imagery with, like, the grass growing really slowly or the ocean or horses running.
Jesus.
And, Yeah.
That's how she centered herself. That's what she thought of.
Oh. So they were showing her thoughts?
Yeah, showing her thoughts, how she would get centered.
Yeah, so that part was kind of cool. I thought that worked. But then she would go on stage, and then you wanted her to just, like, nail it, and then it was just kind of...
But let loose, you know?
Yeah, let loose, and she kind of didn't. So.
Sum it all up, let me just say this. I love Elle, and I enjoyed this film, and I thought Elle was perfectly classed. She was perfectly cast. She was awkward. She was shy. It's 90 minutes. It's short. It kept moving. I'm going to give it a thumbs up. 3.5 Persians for me. Persian rugs, that is.
Oh, there you go.
What do you think, Rachel? Sum it up.
Sum it up for me. I thought the film was okay. I'm a huge music fan, so I liked the storyline. I liked the acting and the characters. But the singing, which the whole movie was based around, didn't really do it for me. I just felt like I was left wanting more with that part. So,
what do you give it?
I give it 3 glasses of rosé.
Three
rosés all day, yeah.
All right, everyone. Day. Here's your review of a film called Someone Great. This is a Netflix movie.
So you got... This is an original you got to see before everyone else. When is it coming out tomorrow night? Is that...
Yeah. Okay. It comes out tomorrow night. Gina Rodriguez, Rosario Dawson, and RuPaul.
Oh, well, that's quite the casting.
It is. So in this film, Gina Rodriguez has a boyfriend she loves, and she's been with the guy for 9 years. But she has a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity with Rolling Stone in San Francisco.
Oh.
Will Gina break up with her boyfriend? Will they do long distance? What about her friends? This all leads to one final epic weekend in New York City.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Rachel, you are the target demo for this film. Rachel, tell the 450,000 people listening right now and all of Netflix what you
Where's
thought.
Where's that number from?
Where is that number? You just made that up?
No, it's the truth.
Yeah.
You want the truth?
You can't handle the truth.
So as Human knows, I actually loved this movie. And he's right. I'm definitely the target audience. It's like late 20s, early 30s. I had kind of low expectations for the film because Human told me before we saw it, he's like, oh, I don't know if this is going to be that good. But
I'm like, this is going to suck.
Here yeah, we go. But within the first 2 minutes, I was already laughing. So was Human.
Oh.
And I laughed the entire movie. Like,
it is kinda, it a comedy?
Yeah, it's a romantic comedy.
Oh, I love and actually, romantic like, comedies.
The, in the very beginning, Gina Rodriguez, her character is Jenny in the movie, she and her boyfriend break up because she's moving. And they say that right away. Yeah, it kind of reminded me of Bridesmaids a little bit, the humor in the movie. So it was really funny.
Wow.
I thought Gina Rodriguez did an amazing job in the film. And then she had two friends who were with her, Brittany Snow and
the black
DeWanda,
girl.
yeah, DeWanda Wise. Yeah. And they just had really good friendship chemistry in the movie. It's like everything that you do with your closest girlfriends behind closed doors and all the stuff that you say and do with your best friends. When no one's looking, like, that's what the movie's about.
So. I have a question. What? Did the lack of morals and ethics in the film bother you at all? The premarital sex, the drug use, the cheating?
No.
That didn't bother you?
No, it was great. It was great.
Listen, she liked Bridesmaids, okay?
Yeah, yeah. And there was all of that, but there was also, like, super sweet, tender moments in the film, too, like, between the friends, and then there was a lot of flashbacks to Jenny and her boyfriend who were together for 9 years, and...
Did you cry?
Yeah, I did.
Aww.
Did
you and Melissa hold hands during it like little friends?
Oh. Yeah, we did. Human disappeared. He had to go watch the movie from the sidelines.
Yeah, so. I have to stand. I can't sit, so yeah. I have to stand at the side. Yeah.
Well, it's better than that doggy style position you get in.
Hey, you know me.
I do.
All right, sum it all up. Let me just say this. I have to admit, I laughed a few times. I did feel for Gina Rodriguez in this movie. I thought the film was super entertaining. I'm not the demo, and even I enjoyed it. So single women, invite your friends over and have a Netflix and chill night. I'm going to give it 3 Persian rugs.
All right. For me, I think, yes, the perfect Netflix and chill movie for a girl's night in. It's super relatable, funny, and also sweet. It's all about the funny stuff that you do when you get together with your best friends, and I just love that. So
and all the drug use.
Oh, what kind of drugs did they do?
Oh, my, everything. Every kind of weed, every kind of edible. It was like
so it sounds
insane.
Like just weed.
Yeah, yeah, that doesn't sound like everything at
That's
all.
That's all legal right there.
Right. Yeah.
Totally so all the legal stuff. Okay, got it. Did they take X and go to a rave at some point?
They did. There's a big scene with Molly
in it. Oh, fantastic. Oh, great. Good.
Nice.
Yeah,
sounds fun.
It's good.
What do you
I give it 4.25.
Oh my
you
God.
Loved it.
I did. Wow.
All right. Well, listen, I'm going to take Rachel's word on this one. I might watch that one.
You know. I think this might be the best movie review installment of 2019.
So
what a
far,
fantastic
so good.
Job.
Thank you.
I loved your review. It was spot on.
Oh, boy.
We're doing a review of your review.
Pretty.
Was she witty?
Witty. Was excellent she... job.
Excellent. Oh, wow.
Nice. I give it what? 5 thingies.
Surfboards.
Okay.
Surfboards.
Will you be back? You know what? You know what we really need is we need you to be part of Endgame. When is that review?
Well, that's Rudy. She doesn't know the Marvel universe. She won't even know what she's watching.
What are you talking about?
Do you know the Marvel comic books?
No.
All right.
I didn't know Mission Impossible.
Well,
either.
Great job. We're going to take a quick break. Right. You are going to stick around, Rachel, for The Secret Show so Uh-oh. People can hear that wherever podcasts are sold. They're free. I think radio.com has them, and then, of course, radioalice.com. So we'll find out all about where Rachel is in a few minutes.
Oh, man.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. A couple thank yous today. First of all, to her, H-E-R, her. I keep feel like I have to keep saying that. People are always giving us crap for not resetting their own, but we're calling her. But that is actually her name. Fun interview, and just really, when you, I'm sure you felt the same way when you heard it. She sang her little heart out and in a strangely effortless way. Yeah. Just let that talent fantastic. Flow. If you missed it, you go to RadioAlice.com, listen to the podcasts, or is he going to isolate that video footage? Like, we should make that a thing that people can check out. Because I think that was really neat. And she looks so cute. Mm-hmm. You got a little purple tracksuit.
I mean, I'm really considering taking singing lessons and following in her footsteps.
Oh, you should, Vinny. I mean, all it takes is a couple lessons and boom.
I don't know how long I'll have to, you know.
Not long. I mean, with your raw talent, I mean, sheesh. Woo.
Thanks for encouraging me.
Sure. Also, thanks to, where's Rachel? Mm-hmm. Rachel just did the movie review with Hooman, helped us peak for the week. Vinny gave her a 5-star.
We peaked for the year. Review.
Spectacular.
What'd you say?
So fun.
We peaked for the year, it seemed like.
Yes. Well, right. So far. I mean, she may come back and even, you know, eclipse that one. She's going to hang around for the secret show. We're doing one of those after the show. You can find that at RadioAlice.com by, I would think, 11 o'clock or so at the latest, because there's a lot of swears in it, and we don't have to edit them out anymore. So, although I'm sure today will be really clean. She seems so sweet. I don't want to offend her delicate sensibilities. Right?
You don't want to ask her all kinds of stuff?
Oh, I'm going to ask her some stuff. Yeah. No, I don't hold back, Vin.
I won't.
Go for it.
Don't worry.
Try to squeeze in a little bad advice there, too. Okay. So have a great day, and we'll see you back here on
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.